And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo.
All right, this here is Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, red necromancer from northern Southeast Texas, down here in Atchikapalakawakachikawaka County. And I got another one of these here question and answer things that you good people have sent out to me. And this one, now this one's kind of funny because it didn't actually have a stamp on it, nor did it have a name on it. And in fact, it's like just, it's actually written on a piece of wood that just come through my window one day. My window was open, so that's good. I appreciate the thoughtfulness there, but it says, "Dear Philo, well, thank you, anonymous wood-throwing person. I appreciate the sentiment. I was wondering what you use to inscribe magic circles for summoning, divination, abjuration, and other Asians in the dark arts and crafts. I have seen a number of people say that they need to use a specific item or object or fluid, but down in the swamps, the fluids can get kind of sticky, and I was wondering what you would recommend." Signed, and there's a big scorch mark here, so, well, I want to thank you, anonymous, possibly singed, wood-throwing correspondent here for that question. It's a very thoughtful question, and it really kind of gets into the nuts and bolts here, where the rubber meets the road here in red necromancy and the dark arts and crafts. Now, when you're basically carving a ancient tradition out of the wilderness, of kind of the way that we are here. I mean, we do have the 17 and a half spiral bound notebooks in the footlocker, currently downstairs in the workroom, which is pretty darn good considering the fact that we only had 17 of them a while ago, and I think they're beginning to reproduce, and that kind of causes me a little bit of concern, but don't worry about it. I've surrounded the box with a protective circle of Cajun seasoning, which is an incredibly useful all-purpose item when you're casting circles, by the way. I gotta tell you right now, we use that a lot because, well, for one thing, you can get that stuff by the truckload out here. I can't give you the brand name because there's an injunction, but if you look around for something that says Cajun seasoning and they sell it in a gigantic container, it's probably the same thing, so don't you worry your head about that right there. It also comes in real handy because basically any critter or insect or something that tries to creep over it and break that line is probably going to burst into flame upon initial contact. Now, I got to say this right now here. Now, that's a dry substance, and dry substances are actually very useful down in the swamplands because it gets kind of, well, how are we going to put this delicately, humid. It gets real dang humid out there because it's a swamp, and that's kind of the point. If it wasn't humid, it would be a desert. You know, my mom and dad actually they got tired of the swamp and they decided to retire, you know, get out of the life. And they moved up to Texarkana. And I can respect that. That's a good distance away from the swamp. But I'm just kind of wondering why they didn't just move out to the desert into something instead of some place that was up, you know, in Arkansas. But that's a whole nother conversation, which I don't doubt I'm going to get me a very long and tiring phone call over as soon as this podcast go out again. But anyway, we do have a number of practices out here. One thing I got to really, really make sure you don't do is do not ever cast a circle using salsa, particularly chunky salsa. Because although it does have a number of the spices and herbs and eldritch ingredients, especially if you spend a few days doing the stuff in the little informative booklet I picked up at the flea market saying 101 useful mixtures and tinctures for your Texan red necromancer by, and then this, the page gets real singed. Because I'm going to be wondering if it's the same person who chucked this wood through my door here. Through my window. Well, there's a window in my door. It's a long story, and I'll tell you about that later. But anyway, Don't do salsa, especially not chunky salsa, because it gives you a really, really irregular line. And it's just a matter of one of them little bits of pepper just kind of sliding over to the side there to change one glyph to another. And the next thing you know, you got a horn coming out of the middle of your forehead. And you got to spend an awful lot of time with an angle grinder trying to get that down far enough so you can get your hat on. And, but that's not... Now, you know who you are, okay? I know you're listening to this right now, and I'm only telling the folks this story as an educational lesson, all right? I'm not picking on your horn or nothing like that. And I apologize for when we all got drunk and started playing ring toss with the onion rings down there at the Applebee's, but that's anyway, by that grist. Now, so don't use salsa. I do know that sriracha works really well, but first you gotta be able to say sriracha, and then you gotta be able to spell sriracha. It does come in a squeeze bottle with a little nozzle on it, and that's incredibly convenient, because that's just about the perfect application for it there. The only way they can make that better is if it was in a felt-tip pen, which I don't think is a really good idea no more I think about it here, because then people will be eating felt tip pens, because sriracha makes anything tasty, let's be honest about that. Now there is, my cousin up in Canada, Hogar. Now Hogar, and I saw this the other day, and it just tickled me absolutely, but Hogar likes to use maple syrup, because they have a surplus of maple syrup up there. And what that does is that has a tendency to summon Canadian demons, which is, first of all, they're really dang polite. And second of all, I actually decided I would try that out. You know, I swept the floor all good and clean, made sure it was nice. Because, you know, they're very polite people up there in Canada, so you want to be all, you know, thoughtful and considerate. And I tried drying it out in with the maple syrup and stuff. And you do get Canadian demon, but getting a Canadian demon down in northern southeast Texas, you haven't really had a good laugh until you've had an ancient fiend from the very depths of the subterranean bowels of the molten hells say something like, "Holy geez, it's really kind of hot out here, eh?" That is just gonna, you're just gonna giggle about that for about a year and a half, I'll tell you right now. So, what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.